I promise you, when Kamala Harris does a press conference, people will feel very comfortable. She'll actually answer the questions she's asked. She won't wander off onto other subjects. She won't be attacking different groups of people. So I'm not at all concerned about the vice president's ability to handle a press conference.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Yes, it's 12:30, but it is time for Tyrus. He's a regular on Gutfeld, Fox News contributor and host of Maintaining with Tyrus on OutKick. Tyrus, thanks for fitting us in a little bit earlier here. The president, former president, wants to have a press conference here at 1 o'clock our time. So we're grateful that you were coming here. What's that?
The mitigated gall.
Yeah, in your spot, I know. Doesn't he check the Annie Fry Show schedule before he makes his press conferences?
You think you know somebody.
Kamala Harris, she didn't have a press conference going on right now. And that was the mayor of Detroit saying that he has no problem thinking that Kamala's going to handle that okay. What's going to happen if Kamala Harris ever has one of these press conferences?
Oh, well, I mean, she's obviously going to have them. We already know. We got a three-year audition. Okay, so this isn't like what is she going to say? We know what she's going to say. Again, you go back to the point. You're the president, the guy above you couldn't speak, not because he didn't want to, because Father Time had decided that it was his time was up in that aspect of things in his life, and they still wouldn't let her speak. So whenever she was in charge of something, they pulled her off it. So we've seen this show before. And they're just trying to put new, under new management. It goes back to the same thing. We've all eaten at this restaurant. We've all gotten food poisoning. And now they put a sign up that says under new management, but it's the same cook. So, I mean, it's just, it's just what it goes back to in this whole situation with her is we keep falling for it. When is she going to speak? We know that that's not how you run against President Trump. Biden has what they consider the successful blueprint. Lay low, let him say enough. Eventually he'll say something to torpedo himself, and then you run off that. He gave them an early gift with the whole falling for the trap question about whether she was black or not. So for a whole week, everyone talked about that ridiculousness. So those are the things that they will, and then she doesn't have to speak because then everyone comes running out screaming, how dare you? How dare you? Setting up these fake virtue signaling spots of racism and all the other cheap stuff to get everyone talking about everything else and what's really going on. So I think it's important that we understand that there's not going to be press conferences unless they absolutely have to have one. And they don't because they seem to think this worked before. The basement plan worked once, so they're going to continue to do it again.
Tyrus, I don't think that Kamala Harris in her entire career has ever been really super likable from the masses, but maybe the better alternative in an election. A lot of times we vote for the lesser of two evils. People are criticizing Donald Trump right now for not being out there enough in advertising and hoping his social media game gets a little bit better. Do you think that they're being intentionally quiet right now to let Kamala overexpose herself to people?
Yeah, I think that's smart. Again, anyone who says that, he was in court fighting for his freedom and coming out and doing press conferences every day. He's done rallies. Literally, you know what? He might want to take a break, seeing how he just ducked a bullet 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
Just want to put that out there.
Exactly.
And he's continuing to do stuff like that. And his VP is out taking questions and doing the old school gaggle with the reporters on the road and stuff. So again, it's the question of Trump being out there is pathetic. And anyone who falls for that, because the man's on TV every day, whether he likes it or not.
Yeah.
Like he sneezed, you got 16 panels ready to tell you if it was a Hitler sneeze, was it a toxic male sneeze, was it a racist sneeze, or was it just a sneeze? So I don't think he needs to get out there more. I personally think the best ground game against someone, the turtle shell, what's with me and turtles, I don't know, but like it's the turtle shell campaign where they hide in their shell and they only come out when the coast is clear.
Yeah.
So they need Trump to be, they want him out there. They want him engaging. They want him to have, they send their pundits disguised as journalists to bait him and try to get him into gotcha moments. And they're only there to get a sound bite for the Kamala Harris team. So, I mean, it's just, we've seen it and they play their game pretty well. I even feel like the Joe Biden debate, now that I look, when you look back on it, I was like, there's no way this guy, I said it over and over again, that Joe Biden going to debate with President Trump was probably a dumb move. But now that we look at it, I think it was a design move. They couldn't come out and get rid of him, and Trump destroyed him in the thing, and that gave him the fuel to replace him. So I think because if it would have happened when it was supposed to happen, we wouldn't have had this debate until probably October.
Yeah.
By then, it's too late. You're stuck.
Yeah.
So unknowingly, whether they did it on either their geniuses or savants, one or the other, but Trump was able to do for them what they couldn't do with President Biden, and it changed the entire election. So I think we all need to kind of take a step back and be like, okay, so we need to stop questioning what are they going to do. We pretty much know what they're going to do. It's just how President Trump and J.D. Vance respond to it that's going to determine this election.
Kamala Harris is a lot more, out there in the last week or so, of course, with her pick for Vice President Tim Walz. And I just am curious about your thoughts. Take the Donald Trump factor out of it, if that's even a possible thing to do. But if Kamala, the more Kamala that America is consuming, does that mean people are going to like her more? Or do you think she's got a likability problem, and the more people consume, the less they'll like her?
Well, both candidates, I would say, have a likability problem if we're just calling balls this year. I think this election is going to come down to people who believe in meritocracy, where the best man gets the job, where you work. America wants everyone to have the same opportunities. And if everyone is about lower taxes and taking care of their families and battling inflation, a strong border, and the other side is a socialist. So it's basically, this is about as far a divide between two different sides of the Democratic or Republican Party we've probably ever seen. She's doubled down with her VP pick. Trump's doubled down with his VP pick. So America has a clear choice. There should be no one going, I'm confused. I don't know. Like, we should not have any of those ridiculous segments on TV with the undecided voters come on the show. And if one, the guy in the tight red sweater who's like, oh, I don't know. Like, stop it. Like,
I have to hear more.
I mean, it can't be anymore. You have socialism, you have DEI on one side, and you have capitalism on the other. So we're just going to have to wait and see which America, who America wants to be.
Yeah.
And it's going to, I think it's consequential in the terms of, it's almost a cultural election in the terms of America's core belief systems, which the Republicans are continuing to support, or this new socialist Marxist Democratic administration, which is an oxymoron in itself. And see which side America wants to be. So it's going to be interesting, to say the least.
Tyrus, I know this because I read Just Tyrus, your first book, and seen a couple of your shows. I know that you spent time in the Midwest. And so you kind of understand in a way that a lot of people don't, the West Coast, the East Coast, but also you have that extra advantage. I would say it's an advantage as a Midwesterner myself, of knowing what the Midwest is like. And the way that Tim Walz has been, I'll just say, walked out to the American people, it's as if he's a golden retriever. And the way that the leftist media is talking about him, but really kind of appropriating Tim Walz's Midwesterness, it's like everybody's head patting and acting like it's real cute. And I'm wondering what you think about that Midwestern application of Tim Walz, maybe in the political advantage that it might lend them.
If you had pictures of him chopping wood in his backyard, if you had pictures of him driving a pickup truck to work, if you had pictures of him still farming while he's working in office, if you had stuff of him doing things that Midwesterners do, I always call it the dirt under the fingernails places, because everyone does work there.
Yeah,
there's a work ethic there. You wouldn't say you're a hunter because you go ice fishing. You would have real things, butter sculpting. That's cute. That's stuff that tourists do when they come.
I did not butter sculpt, and I'm as Midwest as it freaking gets. Yeah. Why is everybody talking about that? It's like a main key point of what Midwesterners do. It's so offensive.
You understand that's, it's like the typical, like you're trying to fluff your resume to impress.
Yeah, you're running out of things.
No experience. Yeah, and you really like, for example, if I was trying to impress my wife, and I was like, oh, you know, I was trying to date her for the first time, and I found out that she was spent her life in the Midwest, and like she was a hunter, and she was grew up on a farm and stuff, and I started talking about, oh yeah, you know, I took the egg home from school, and I kept it in my, you know, in my, and I took care of it. So, I like corn on the cob.
The question is, do you know the difference between sweet corn and feed corn?
I watched a couple Westerns, but not Midwesterns, but I'm kind of thinking it's the same thing. And, you know, so that, you know, I love the Midwest, and that would never happen. So again, when you don't, if you have it, you don't have to have, you never have to point out the obvious.
Right.
And if you're a Midwesterner, you don't have to point out the obvious. Can I see a picture of your house? Is there any wood? Is there any shaved wood in the house? Do you have a fire burned name of the family hanging from the doorstep? Do any of your extended family members sing in church? Because if those are Midwestern things.
My parents lead the music at our church. That's hilarious.
Thank you. Know what I'm talking about here. Stopping cold here. Oh. I'm more Midwestern than he is. And, you know, you should never have to point out the obvious. And to say that you shouldn't have to say you're a Midwesterner. You should just, by the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, the way you vote, what is he doing for the farming community? I hope he's doing better than he did for the city, because he just let it burn for 2.5 days.
No kidding.
You know, so I think, again, and that's not very Midwestern either, because Midwesterners, if someone's house was in trouble, the Midwest is known for communities coming with buckets of water. We've had where farmers have lost their farms to the bank, and the whole city shows up and no one bids but the farmer. So that's what the Midwest is. And that he does not example, at least not showing any of those traits. Because the one thing another thing that's big out there is you're only good as your word, as far as men go in the Midwest. Like, if a man without his word out there, if your handshake don't mean anything, you're going to have a rough existence, because word travels fast in the Midwest. So I just feel like it was, but again, it's going to depend on what the people of the Midwest think who are living in, you know, Wisconsin, Nebraska, Missouri, and all those. We saw, like, you know, Booker found out real quick. So, I mean, we're just going to see what happens. If you claim something and you're not it, then that should really affect your performance in those Midwest states. But, you know, it just depends. Again, I don't even try to, like, say he claims. I'm just saying it was easy. This stuff is easy to dispel. But is the average American who's working and worried about putting food on the table, watching this much news right now, or listening to much radio, that you don't know. So it's polar opposites. It's a yin and yang election. That's the best way I can describe it.
Yeah, it's interesting as a Midwesterner to watch the East Coast media talk about the Midwest like we're animals at a zoo exhibit, and they're just very fascinated. They want a pet one. It's bizarre.
I don't like it because the pet one's going to make you do work.
Yeah, it's good until you got to do the work. That's right.
Everybody wants pie, so they got to make it.
Tyrus, thank you for being with us a little bit early. We always appreciate talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Tyrus has multiple books out. I was talking about Jess Tyrus. He has been all over the country. He knows the country, and he's continuing to tour the country on his stand-up tour, which started right here with our audience at the Wildy in Edwardsville. He's continued to book city after city. And when I say city, I mean probably more like town. And he does multiple nights because they sell out. It's amazing. And really excited to be able to be a part of the ground floor of that. But you always see him on Gutfeld, of course. He's a Fox News contributor. You should get his latest book, Nuff Said, which is available right now. Let's take a quick break. Wiggins America, when we come back, he's going to give us some tips on how to get through the rest of this election season, according to NPR. So we'll see. We'll see. Maybe this is the coming together point for us. Ryan Wiggins and Wiggins America next.